We from Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship send you paschal greetings using those words first uttered so many centuries ago. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Today's Easter meditation features a musical setting of 9 verses selected from 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses often heard during the second reading for Evensong. Perhaps you were one of the many thousands of listeners who, a year ago tomorrow, heard these words read during the solemn choral Evensong, which gave thanks for the life and work of Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. Today's anthem on these words from 1 Peter 1 was composed by Samuel Sebastian Wesley, often simply called S.S. Wesley. At age 22, Wesley was appointed organist at Hereford Cathedral, where he quite naturally worked with and learned to know the dean of the cathedral. What was rather more unusual was that Wesley fell in love with and married the dean's daughter. Our song for this Easter was composed by S.S. Wesley for the cathedral's Easter Evensong in 1834. Now, legend tells us that Hereford Cathedral's choir at that time was quite limited, and it had mainly boy sopranos, and one lone bass voice was available that day. Happened to be the voice of the dean's butler. This story perhaps helps us understand why there are long stretches of music sung only by the men, and other sections sung either by one boy treble soloist or by all the boy trebles. Wesley, of course, would have been the organist holding everything together. I like these verses from 1 Peter because they mention the resurrection and then move on, focusing on how important it is to live our lives in ways which are holy. Even our conversations should be that way. The writer of 1 Peter then quotes a well-known passage from the prophet Isaiah, "For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of humans is like the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But," and at this point the music changes dramatically, "but the word of the Lord endureth forever." Amen.